This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
I love the request of the disciple who asked Jesus to teach them to pray. I can just imagine what he's thinking while asking, figuring that instead of listening to other people or trying to figure it out on his own, why not ask the Lord himself? How do we talk to you and the Father? And of course, the Lord responds with what we commonly know as the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer has been preached on many times and likely dissected beyond what Jesus intended. But you know, God's teaching on prayer doesn't begin and end with the Lord's Prayer. The Spirit continues to teach us throughout Scripture. In 1 Thessalonians 5, as we are told to continually pray through all of circumstances. In Philippians 4, we're assured that our stress and anxiety can be brought to God in prayer, and that He'll provide peace through protecting our hearts. And then in 1 John, the Spirit speaks through Jesus' beloved apostle and reminds us that our prayers, when aligned with God's will be heard and answered. This world's self-centeredness and secular utopianistic conquest have become such a distraction for the church. So much of prayer has become about our needs, our concerns, our family, our issues. So little of prayer is focused on aligning with God's will and His glory. And I get it. It's so understandable that our issues are foremost in our minds, but the context of Scripture seems much more concerned that our minds are focused on God's will and our role than it is on our issues. That's not to say God doesn't care about our problems. He most certainly cares about His children. It's more that God knows the secret that is so hard for us to grasp. He tells us this secret, but we often don't want to hear it. That secret, to remind you, is that a life focused on God's eternal glory will naturally grasp one's role and trust in God's providential purposing for our good. Okay, so what does this mean in practice? Brett, are you saying that we could just sit back and do nothing and not engage issues, culture, problems? No, you can't lean on the shovel and watch the hole get automatically dug. Rather, we begin digging and doing what we can, but all the while we trust that the well of living water is just one more scoop of dirt away. We press forward as best we know how, but we completely rest and trust in His sovereign grace to direct our steps, to purpose us for His glory, and to use our willing life in a way that will bless us for all of eternity. So no matter where you are in the course of life, tragedy or triumph, rest and have joy in the fact that He is the God who sees. He works all things for good. And if you know Christ is your Savior, He has purposed you for His glory. How amazing and how wonderful.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at WDCXradio.com.